Between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the Morning Show. You can find all these interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Sean Duffy. He's a Republican and the incumbent congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th congressional district seat, which serves northern Wisconsin. Also in that race, independent Ken Dreesen and Democratic candidate Margaret Engebritzen. Representative Duffy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. It's good to be with you. I apologize my voice. I have a bit of a cold, but beyond that, doing well.
There's a lot going around lately. You are not alone. So what do you think is the most important issue facing your constituents there in Wisconsin's 7th District?
Well, there's a whole slew of issues that people are talking about. One, they're talking about the economy and jobs. They're talking about security of the southern border, health care. We're also talking about trade deals and tariffs. I think those are probably the four issues that I hear the most about on a continuous basis.
Well, let's start with those tariffs. There's been some concern lately about the impact of tariffs on Wisconsin manufacturers and farmers, too, for that matter. What direction do you want to see the federal government take when it comes to trade policy?
Well, I believe in free trade, but free trade has to be fair trade. And when you have countries around the world that have tariffs and non-tariff barriers on American manufactured or produced goods, but we have an open market for their manufactured and produced goods, that's not fair. And so we're forced to compete in the world with one hand tied behind our back. And I appreciate the president actually fighting to make sure Canada and Mexico, as well as Europe and especially China, treat our goods like we treat their goods. And, you know, specifically with China, you know, the president has asked China to do two things. They said, listen, we want you to stop stealing our intellectual property, number one, and number two, treat our goods the way we treat your goods. Stop putting all these tariffs on American manufactured goods. And to that, the Chinese have said no. And the president said, okay, well, I'm going to retaliate and push back on you, China, until you be a more free and open market. You just can't take advantage of us like that. And in the long run, this is going to be better for the American worker. This is a long-term play, making sure that we can continue to have great jobs that pay our families well, because we make great products here that we can sell around the world, and barriers don't shut our goods out, not because we don't make the best products or the best priced products, but because they put tariffs on our products.
A lot of people I've talked to have said, okay, yeah, China, that's one thing. They're doing a lot of things wrong with, and they're kind of trading rivals. With trading partners and allies like Canada, the EU, Mexico, sure, there's disagreements. We should be negotiating, not having these escalating tariff battles. Do you worry we're getting into too much of a confrontational relationship there?
Well, so first of all, if you could just negotiate nicely and say, hey, this isn't fair, will you treat us fairly? If that was the case, we could have done this 20 years ago. But that's not the case. Until you push these other countries, they're not going to give up the benefit they have in their trade with the United States of America. The conversation didn't work. And so, I mean, if you look at, you know, Canada, they're allegedly a great friend of ours, but in trade, not so much. We saw what happened when Grassland Dairy lost their markets in Canada. Over 70 farms didn't have a home to sell their milk anymore. I mean, it had a huge impact on our dairy. That's because they've closed off their market to a lot of our dairy products. And the president could have cut a deal with NAFTA a lot earlier, but he was holding out to cut a better deal for American dairy, and specifically Wisconsin dairy, and I'm grateful for that. It's not perfect, but we have a better deal today than we did before the president renegotiated NAFTA. We have a better deal with Canada in regard to dairy.
You also mentioned immigration as a top priority. This has been a long-running issue. Congress has tried and not come up with solutions to a lot of the contentious issues out there. What would you be advocating for in another term in Congress when it comes to immigration?
So I would tell you that we actually have a lot of bipartisan support. I know I'm going to shock your listeners on this, but the sides are not that far apart. You know, I think the answer is pretty simple. One, you need to secure your border, whether part of it's with a wall or with technology, however you want to do it, you got to secure your border. We have to deal with the people who are in our country and working, who, you know, go to church. They work 40-plus hours a week. They shop at Walmart. They're good folks. Find a way to give them a path to a legal status. Deal with the DACA kids. If you want, give them a path to citizenship. And then what we have to do is allow far more work visas so we can let people come into the country and meet the demands of our economy that aren't being met by the American worker. And by the way, when we don't have unemployment that's so low, and it actually starts to tick back up again because economies are cyclical, those workers will move back out of the country and those jobs will remain for American families. And then you have to have some type of internal verification system like E-Verify. So you can bring people in, but you got to verify that people are also here in the workforce working legally. And so then instead of having, 4,000 or 7,000 people coming across the Mexican desert, and you see the pictures, they're horrible, of the plight of the march. People can get on a plane and they can fly. They can fly to Madison or Duluth or Wausau and take up a job that another American doesn't want. I think this is the most rational approach. And there's a lot of Democrats and Republicans that agree to this approach. There's some tweaks around the edges that we have to fix, but I think this is the simplest and easiest way to, in the long run, deal with this problem. And just one other point. Then what you have is those who are coming across the border unlawfully. They're people who, they're running guns or drugs or illegal guns. Just one other point, too, is as we deal with this crisis of drugs, of meth and heroin, virtually all those drugs are coming across the southern border. So securing that border and doing our best to keep those drugs out, I think, is incredibly important in our new fight to get these drugs that are devastating our communities and our families and kids, getting them under control.
Talking to Sean Duffy, Republican incumbent in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, in our series of candidate interviews for the November elections. Let's turn to the deficit. It's gone up this year. It's the 8th year or so of this recovery from the Great Recession. People like to see deficits go down around this time. What are your thoughts on the causes and cures for the federal deficit?
Yeah, it's a big issue. So $21-plus trillion in debt. I think there's two things that have to happen. One, you have to continue to grow your economy like we are right now, and you have to cap your spending. You don't have to cut spending. You just have to stop it from growing. Just cap it. You do those two things, and we're going to be able to get our debt right-sized. The problem is the federal government continues to spend more money. But I will note that if you look at the revenue side, even with the tax cuts that gave great tax breaks to everybody who pays taxes are paying now less taxes. If you don't pay any taxes, you don't get a tax break. But, every family on average, is going to save over $2,000 a year in Wisconsin. Actually, more revenue is going into the federal coffers from individuals because they're making more money and more people are actually working. The revenue from corporations to the federal coffers has gone down. And I think that was expected as you now start to see corporations bringing more of their business back. They're bringing their money back. And President Trump mentioned this last night that Apple is bringing back $350 billion from overseas and investing it here in America. When those investments take place in the out quarters, you're going to see that revenue continue to increase to the federal coffers because of growth and reinvestment from corporations.
I want to get to health care, another issue you mentioned important in your district. A lot of people talking about this now. What do you want to see when it comes to federal health care policy?
So I believe that our family, I don't believe in the Medicare for all model. I think that what you do with the Bernie Sanders model is you take Medicare away from seniors, you take TRICARE away from our veterans. You take everyone's individual plan, whether it's employer-sponsored or their own plans, and you put them all into a government plan that costs $32 trillion over 10 years. I don't think that's the right approach. I think a model that incentivizes families to pick plans that fit the needs and risks that they have in their life at prices that they can afford, making hospitals and doctors and clinics and insurance companies competing for your business, is the best pathway forward. And then making sure we have a system to take care of the poorest members of our community. Also making sure you have high-risk pools that make insurance affordable for people with pre-existing conditions. I think that's the best model. But I'm a realist. If you look at the politics today, the parties have gone, and then America has gone, in polar opposite directions. And I don't see a pathway to move forward from the place that we're at right now where health care healthcare works really well if you're rich, and it works pretty well if you're poor because you get a lot of subsidies. But there's a lot of middle-income people who are, you know, for a family of four paying $1,800 a month with a $7,000 deductible, and prices are going up even further. So here's what I think we do. I think we say, listen, we'll call a truce, liberals and conservatives. Let's give the money back to the states, the federal money, give it back to the states. We'll have probably a little argument about how you do it. You do it on size or poverty. You've got to, but equally and fairly divide up the money, give it back to the states. And if California wants to do a single-payer government-run healthcare system, and so too does New York, great. And if, you know, Texas and, you know, Michigan and Montana and Wisconsin want to try a more free enterprise system, they can try that too. You would have 50 different models of state-driven healthcare. And if I'm wrong and a single-payer model delivers a better healthcare product at a better price, I'll say I was wrong and they were right. And I think those who disagree with me might say, well, listen, our model didn't work and a more free enterprise model worked. Or there might be some creative states that do something different that is the answer.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Representative Sean Duffy, Republican running for re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. We talked to the independent candidate in that race on Tuesday. We'll talk to the Democratic challenger tomorrow at this time. You can find all of these candidate interviews at wisconsinvote.org. I'm Rob Ferret. More to come on Central Time.